This just might do nobody any good.
Welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Will Busley, the Mile High Mouth, and today is episode 50 of Radio DMG Prime. It's really episode God knows what of our show, so we're not doing anything special for Radio DMG episode 50. Instead, we're going to start getting through some of the old content we have from NondeskCon 2014 that we didn't put out for you yet. So here's one of the interviews that we did with one of the Japanese guests over at Radio DMG. I'm sorry. At NondeskCon 2014, on behalf of Radio DMG, it's good. Listen to it, love it, live it, and we'll see you on the other side of that feature presentation. Thank you. Welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm here at NondeskCon 2014 with how do you say it again? Takahiko. Abru. Okay. I'm kind of terrible with pronunciation. But, starting out, some of our listeners may not be familiar with who you are and what you do. So, who are you and what do you do?
First, for the listeners, Abiru, please introduce yourself. I'm from
Japan. I'm an animator, Abiru Takahiko.
My name is Abiru Takahiko. Mm-hmm. I came from Japan.
Tokyo. I've come here for the first time. 毎日が新鮮ですごい楽しいんですけど、時差ボケで全然3日間ぐらい寝れてない。
It's my first time to a U.S. convention, and it's very exciting. But at the same time, because jet lag, I haven't been able to sleep too much. Mm.
So, what do you think of Denver so far?
今デンバーいかがですか？
デンバー、もうすごい乾燥してる。
It's very dry over here.
と日本はすごい湿度が高いから、そこの違いが。
Japan's very humid, so there's a drastic difference. So.
And what do you think of NondeskCon 2014 so far?
NondeskCon 2014年についてどう思われますか？
こんなに盛り上がってるとは思わなくて、まあ人数もそうだし。すごい、まあ、そのみんな楽しんでいる、まあ、コスプレしたりしてすごい楽しんでいるのが見てていいなと
思う。It's very, I'm glad to see everyone so excited to be here. Everyone's in cosplay and they're enjoying this event. There's so many people and I never really expected this. So it's great.
You're here as an animation guest, working in the animation industry. Is there a particularly notable work of yours that you would like to highlight at this time?
アニメ業界のゲストとしてアビルさんいらっしゃっているんですが、アビルさんの作品について、まあ、ファン、リスナーにはどういったものを知ってほしいですか？
作品を通じて、
いや、そのアビルさんのやってる作品のタイトルです。
ハンター、ハンター。 まあ、ハンターハンター、そのこんなんかツイッターを通じてその海外でこんな人気あるとは思ってなかったんで、まあもよりもっとその知ってほしいのもあるし、まあ知られてないあの日本の他のアニメももっと知ってもらえたらなって。
From my work, I would love people to know about Hunter x Hunter because the reason that I came here was that through Twitter that I was able to get in touch with various international Hunter x Hunter fans. And through like those kind of social networks, I would like more people to find out more about other Japanese animations.
Mm-hmm. How did you become involved in the Japanese animation industry?
アニメ業界にはどのようにして入られたんですか？
あ、どのように？まあ、ちっちゃい時から、まあ、絵画教室行って、で、大学は美術大学行って、で、まあ、その流れで絵を描く仕事に就きたいって思ってて、まあ、おのずとアニメに進んだ感じです。
Since I was little, I was going to painting classes, and then after I went to university, I went to art school. So I mean, it was essential that it is inevitable that I became part of animation.
まあちょうど美術大学でも日本画、ジャパニーズなんだろうね、なんて訳すかわかんないけどやってたんで、まあアニメと近い。
I was working on Japanese art at the university, so it was very something very similar to animation.
What was your earliest animation that you were interested in when you were younger? What is your earliest favorite anime when you were younger?
子供の頃自分が覚えてる作品の中で一番好きだったアニメって何になりますか？
ドラゴンボール。
Of course, Dragon Ball.
Dino Dive.
And Dragon Quest. Dai's Adventure.
Octopus.
And Fist and North Star.
あともう一個、マジン・ユーデン渡る。わかんないか。渡る。いや、いいや、じゃあいい。
マジンユ
ー？ No, there's no English title for this. 渡る。
ロボットアニメーション。
It's a robot anime.
So it's not like Mazinger Z or anything, no? No Konagai?
It's more smaller.
Ah, smaller. Ah. One thing with a lot of those shows that you mentioned, and also with Hunter x Hunter, is there any concerns about violent content in animation that you have to consider?
Hunter x Hunter もあの先ほど今先ほど言われたタイトルもなんですが、アニメーションでその暴力表現っていうのは何かこう気にしなければならないことがあるんですか？
気にすること、まあ、なんだ細かいこと言うと、まあ、テレビ局で規制は入るんで、その辺はあの考えながら、まあ、血の色だしとか表現方法はあの制約の中でやる。ただまあもやりたいっていうか、まあ、それは面白さの一つでもあるし、できることはやりたいなと。
Of course, it's just part of violence, it's just part of the whole expression. But television station has their censorship code. So based on their code, of course we change, like for example, like the color of the blood. But basically, whatever we have to change, we will have to. But I mean, personally, I would like to challenge the limits of the expression.
How has the animation industry, in regards to censorship and in regards to development of animated properties, changed over the years that you have been involved in it?
Animation.美術さんが、まあ、アニメ業界に関わって携わってから、そのアニメーションでの規制っていうのはどういったふうに変わっていきましたか？
どうだろう、そんなに変わってない、まあ、自分アニメーター10年なんですけど、10年で何か劇的に変わったっていうのはあんまないかな。
I've been an animator for 10 years, but in that 10 years, personally, I don't feel like something has really changed.、
Hmm. So, would you say the public perception of animation has changed over those years with varying trends?There was a push away from realism toward more moe or kawaii types of animation, and the do you feel that the public perception of anime has changed in those 10 years?
その10年の中で、そのアニメの受け取られ方、そのまあ見てる人のアニメの思考が変わってきたっていうのはありますか？まあ例えばリアルなものからそのもっと萌えとか可愛いとかそういったものが好まれるというようなことはありますか？
自分がアニメ業界に入った頃はやっぱよりリアルにより情報量を書き込んでいくっていうのが流行ってた時代で、今はもう少しちょっとシンプルにもっとデザインで見せていくものが多いのかな。
When I first entered the animation industry, it was the trend was to have more realism, so to have more information in the art. But from there, the modern time, it has become more relatively simple, so not as much detail is required, and it's more about the stylish style than the details.
And since with these changes, do you feel that anime or animation has become more accepted by the general public over the, currently?
そういった思考の変化といったところで、その一般大衆にアニメってもっと広く認知されてると思われますか？
ああ、されてますね。日本もそうだし、まあ、こっち、デンバー来てより実感した。
I feel that way in Japan too, and also now that I'm here in Denver, to me it feels that more people are watching it.
Over the last couple of years, or last 5 to 6 years, there has been a rise in neat culture, or rather hikikomori culture in Japan. Do you feel that anime has somehow contributed to that rise?
過去5から6年ぐらいで日本ではニート、まあ、引きこもりと言われる傾向が大きくなってきているんですが、阿部さんはこれに対してアニメが加担していると考えられますか？
思います。まあ、ゲームも含め。
I think as much as the game does, anime does too.
There's also a lot of rising competition in terms of animation and live action drama between Japan and South Korea. How do you feel that the Japanese industry can rise to meet the challenges of this new competitor?
アニメの競争相手として、まあ、韓国の実写ドラマとかそういったものがあると思うんですけど、そういったものに対してアニメはどのようにして対抗できると考えますか？
そう、あんまり意識したことないな。
I never really put a thought.
ただまあアニメーターとしてはその韓国ドラマがどうとかっていうのは意識せずに、自分たちの求めるものを求めればって思います。
I never really saw Korean live action drama as competitor, so Anyways, as an animator, I think that it's important that we focus on what we are striving to accomplish rather than looking at Korean drama as a rival.
Aside from more Hunter x Hunter, is there any particular franchise in manga or light novels that you would love to work on as an animated series?
Hunter x Hunter 以外で、あの、その原作をアニメ化したいっていうのはありますか？ライトノベルでも漫画でも。
そう。特にない。
Not particularly.
これといって思いつかない。
Nothing comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Are there any current works that you are not a part of production of that you are a fan?
現在進行中のアニメ、他の作品、他作品で、阿部さんがファンの作品というのあります
か？何個かあるんですけど、まあ配給。あと残響のテロル、ジョジョ。
There's several. There's Haikyuu, Terror and Resonance, and JoJo. Bizarre Adventure.
アメリカン人は知ってるのかな？
I'm not sure if American fans are know about these things.
I think there's a few JoJo fans.
JoJo ファンは結構いる。
Yeah. Is there anything you are currently working on that you would like to promote?
現在、ベルさんが書かれている作品の中で何かプロモーションしたい作品はありますか？
あ、まあ、ハンター×ハンターが、まあ、だけを今やってるんで、その最終回が放送がもう間近なんで、それをまず見てもらいたいと。
Of course, Hunter x Hunter is the only series I'm working on right now, and it's coming up for its last episode, so I would like everyone to watch the last episode.
Are there any, is there anything you would like to say to your fans here at Nondescon and in America? Any special message you would like to give your fans?
Nondescon にいらっしゃるであろう阿部さんのファンに対して何かメッセージがありますか？
まあ、その最初に言ったみたいにすごいエネルギーもらってるし、自分のモチベーションも上がるんで、すごい感謝してるっていうのもあって、
I really appreciate the fans because of them, they motivate me to keep on working on my work.
もっとよりいいものを、まあ、次のタイトルはやる作品は言えないんですけど、その作品に生かしていきたいなって。
And because of that, I'm always trying to have a higher quality, better quality than before. And I can't mention the next title that I'm working on, next project I'm working on.But I would like to maintain my motivation for that series too.
まあその作品言えないですけど、まあハンター×ハンターに匹敵するぐらい面白い作品なんで、まあそのハンター×ハンターで生かした経験をそこで出したいなって。
And even though I can't reveal the title, I think it's equivalent. Relates, the next series is going to be as exciting as Hunter x Hunter as well. So I would like people to watching that one too.
And if you were, this is a bit of an odd question, but if you were unable to work in the animation industry, Where do you feel you would be working if you were not working in the animation industry?
まあ変な質問をしますが、アニメ業界で働いてなかったらどんな業界に働いてると思いますか？
まあゲーム。ゲームデザイナー。
I'll probably become a game designer.
あとはまあ美術の先生。
Or art school teacher. I think that's those are the two jobs I become.
And since this is going to be a bit of our last question, what is your favorite character in Hunter x Hunter? Who do you, what is the best character to, your favorite character in that to write for or to work on the design of? I mean, who's your favorite character?
最後の質問になりますが、ハンター×ハンターで一番好きなキャラクターはどのキャラクターですか？
さっきと一緒。キメラント編に出てくるモンズとユピ、一番好きです。
There's a, in the Chimera Ant arc, there's a character called Montz Yupi, and that's the character I like the most.
Thank you very much for the interview. This has been Philip Wesley, and I'm here with, I have so much trouble with his name. Sometimes I'm very bad with pronunciation. It's a Takahiro Hiko Eberu. Yes. Yes. Sorry about that. But yes, thank you very much for this interview. Thank you.
So, that was our interview with Takahiko Eberu. See, I can pronounce it. I don't know. I was just really tired that day. And I feel that, you know what? Sometimes I'm not the best at my job. But I will keep trying to be the best at my job because, you know what? I'm the only one who can do my job because I'm the only one who's me. Got it? And my job is being me. So I have to be the best me that I can be for you, our audience. So if you like our interviews and stuff, or if you like Radio DMG, and you thought it was a decent interview, check out the rest of our stuff. Check out Radio DMG Rewind at areadmg.com. Check out our stuff on Facebook, on Twitter, etc. Just, you know, go to dmgs.com. Follow us. Do things. And we'll see you back here next week for more Radio DMG. We have more stuff to put out. And we look forward to making it available for you, our loyal listeners. Thank you. And like I've said before, I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and you are now caught up.
Destroyed one town center. Three remain.